Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to Mixing Music. I'm your host DK, and today we have a special mix breakdown with a song called Say by a band called Salt. I have tagged Salt in the description of the episode. You can find them on Instagram. They're a really cool group of people. And this song is a song that they hired me to mix. And they are a local band, so local, in fact, that I don't even know if they have 200 followers on Instagram yet. So, I mean, if you want to support local music, I really like their music, and I really like this song particularly. In fact, I like it so much that I added it to my personal playlist, and including the playlist that I have built for my year-and-a-half-old son. Like, he loves Motown, Earth, Wind & Fire, that sort of, like, he loves Wolfpack, that sort of vibe, and that's what this song is. And this song is very well made, very well produced by my good friend Sam Evans. Shout out to you. And the band is doing an incredible job. I'm excited to hear all the future music, but in this episode of Mix Breakdown, this is a good one, because this is not pop, this is not R&B, it's not hip-hop. It's, I think that a lot more of y'all will relate to this, as far as all y'all rock people and the people that do just more acoustic music. This is almost all acoustic instruments. I think the only thing that's not an acoustic instrument is the hi-hats. But I mean, if I didn't tell you that, I don't know if you would have noticed. Maybe you would have. Actually, because this is a mixing podcast, y'all are too analytical, you probably would have noticed. But let me play just 30 seconds of the mix after it's been done. So this one's called Say by the band Salt.
They say that we got something, so we'll stop pretending I feel the same. They say we're really something, there's a lot to lose, but even more to gain. They say that we got something, but what do you say?
That was just the last chorus. Really love that song. Great job to y'all. This song is so good. Salt, you are amazing. Please don't stop writing music. That was incredible. Can you agree with me that that was a fun song? That was just the last chorus. There's a whole two other choruses and two verses and a saxophone solo. It's very funky. It's very awesome. And I think the mix and the production, everything just turned out really good. I want to kind of talk about the vision and referencing and the culture of the genre and influences, and why I don't really talk about and market this kind of music in my, I mean, in my marketing, in my brand, right? Because the fact of the matter is, I love this kind of music. I grew up on tons of like funky type stuff. I mean, I show my kid, like, and my wife loves like Wolf Peck and Earth, Wind & Fire and Stevie Wonder and like some old Michael Jackson. And it's just like this sort of stuff really, really vibes with me. Like, I love it. And I listen to it all the time. And I think that's why I was able to do this well. If you asked me to do a rock song, like, let's say a Foo Fighters type or a Yellow Card type, or even if it's something more folky, I have listened to those kinds of music, that kind of music. I have listened to folky type stuff. I remember in high school, middle school, and I mean, we were crying to the Yvette Brothers' first album and Fleet Foxes. I mean, everybody goes through that phase, right? But it's not a genre that I listen to all the time. So to be fair, I know that I wouldn't be able to do those songs justice, because I would make it too balanced or whatever it is, and it wouldn't really relate to me because I don't listen to that kind of music. And I think that for someone that listens to a lot of music, like myself, there's still certain genres that I can do better at. And I think that's because I genuinely enjoy and consistently listen to different songs from these specific genres. Like for me, another one that really fits in that genre that I like a lot is Thundercat. So I was listening to the new Thundercat song, Dragon Ball Durag, where it's mixed hella dark, tons of low end, more low end than anything that dark would have been back in the lo-fi days, you know, when they were making records a long time ago. Like, it's so dark, it's got a lot of low end, it's hyper compressed, but it sounds awesome. It sounds vibey. And I wasn't really referencing to that, but it's just like, it felt right, right? And because I think that that person knew that genre so well that they were able to make conscious decisions of things that aren't regularly done, but it vibes. So, I mean, one of the things that I talk about is that I really don't do EDM. Like, you'd think EDM would cross over with rap and hip hop a lot. It really doesn't. EDM mixing, like, you're slamming the meters the entire time, so much so that, like, for me, inherently, it's wrong. Like, I would not be able to be as creative in my mixing process for doing EDM because I would not inherently want to do those, in my perspective, wrong moves. Like, using a sausage fattener that much? Nah, hell nah. Like, that's not right. But at the same time, it works. And I wouldn't want EDM music, you know, to sound any different. I wouldn't care if it was cleaner and had more headroom. Like, that is the sound. That is the vibe. And to be fair, I wouldn't give it justice because I don't listen to it enough. I'm not creative enough in that aspect. So I think this is just one of those songs that just turned out so well because I listened to so much of these same sort of sound, this same sort of band, and I was able to give my own twist to it. I'm going to play it again. I want you to listen to the low end, the kick drum. But before we do that, I'm going to play the same 30-second segment, but I'm going to play the rough mix. The rough mix from the producer. I love, love, love this rough mix because it generates and creates a vibe. Now, obviously, it's not finished mixing. Like, the mix is not as good, but the mix is definitely good enough that I was able to take that demo and understand the vibe and turn it into something that sounds, in my opinion, like this whole, like this song, Say by Salt. Like, I jam this all the time. So I'm gonna play the rough mix real quick, then I'm gonna play the after. And I want you to focus on the low end because I do a lot of hip hop. So that means the low end is very hip hop oriented, like influenced. I want you to listen to the vocals because they're loud and they're bright, but not so bright because I have a lot of pop influence. Listen to where the guitars are. They're quiet because I'm not a rock guy, right? So you can hear where my influences are and these subtle nuances that create my brand, my sound. So I'm going to play the rough one more time, and then I want you to listen to the mixed version, thinking of those things. They say that we got something, so let's stop pretending I feel the same. They say we're really something, there's a level is but even more to gain. Yeah, 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 yeah. They say that we got something, but So I'm going to leave the entire length of the song at the very end so you can listen to it after the credits for the entire song. But if you want to go back and listen to it again, or if you want to skip to the end and listen to it one more time, I cheated a little bit with this mix. I cheated in the sense that I did something that a mix engineer typically doesn't do, but I went ahead and used my influence as kind of a producing mix engineer and did something and what I would call mixing, but is technically, I don't know if it'd be classified as producing, but something that I like to do every once in a while, especially because I'm a vocalist myself, I added something to the chorus. If you noticed, good on ya, in the rough mix, there was no lower octave in the chorus. But in my mix, I duplicated the track, did a little altar boy, and did a low octave in some parts, really quietly underneath some parts of the chorus, just to emphasize some words and some melodies. Da 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 da. That part there. And it sounds really cool to me. I liked it. Then they ended up liking it. Luckily, it was approved. I sent them two versions. You know, when I do stuff like that, I send them two versions. One version without anything, just like regular just mix, and another version with a little bit of my production moves. Things like if I wanted to cut the beat for, like, you know, I'll do a little stop time or something like that. Just small ideas, just some ear candy. If I had stuff, I'll send them two versions. And this one, they went with a slightly produced version. And I love it, and it sounds good. And for me, I love the way that this mix turned out. It's dirty. It's dirty enough that it's kind of within that lo-fi funk kind of thing. It's bright enough, and the vocals are loud enough to be within the pop realm. But I don't know, everything. The low end is really fuzzy and really thick. And usually, I don't know, like, I just love that sound so much. And that's just how I interpreted it. I used a lot of Wolf compressor. Now that we're talking about Wolfpack, I love the Wolf compressor. And that song for me, like in the first two notes, that first like kick drum with the bass, if you listen to it, it's distorting. Like it's distorting, but I love it. And I did that on purpose. Like, it's so cool. Like, balanced mixes, things that aren't, balanced mixes are boring. I keep coming back to this, and I think for this one, it was just perfectly balanced yet unbalanced in a way that really brought out the emotion. It's a drum song. It's a bass song. It's a vocal song. Everything else is kind of in the background. And for me, that's how I like it. And if somebody else mixed it, it's so funny. If I had 1,000 people mix this same exact song, they would have all done something else with it. On that note, I'm going to officially make a statement now. In the future, I will be making an online course and online community where I will be giving students and people who sign up access to stems that we listen to on the podcast, access to unmixed stems of other songs, exclusive songs that I've gotten specific permission from the artist from, and sharing mixes with each other, giving each other feedback, and appreciating our different sounds. So stay tuned for that. I don't have it set up yet. I'm looking at different platforms to make it on right now. But in the meantime, as always, you can feel free to send me an MP3 to my email, dekmixes@gmail.com, dekeimixes@gmail.com, if you'd like some free mix feedback. Really, mixing is so diverse that there's really no wrong answer. I mean, with mixing, I guess the only wrong answer is if there is something to compare it to that feels better, right? Like, a mix cannot be inherently wrong unless it's distracting. I guess that's the only way that a mix can be wrong. But in this case, the rough mix was good enough for me to get the vibe. And luckily, in my mind, also because I just love this style of music, I was really confident about them. Like, I felt like by the time I gave it to them, I was like, I'm going to blow your mind. Like, I'm going to blow your mind. This song is stupid good. You know, I hope that I delivered. I think that I did. And I'm really excited for the way they turned out. They were super excited. And I hope that we continue to work together in the future. So that band is called Salt. I think it's @SaltSounds on Instagram. Again, I'll have them in the description below. If you follow me on Instagram at DK Mixes, DEEKEI Mixes, I'll tag them in my Instagram story when this comes out, the day it comes out, so you can find them on Instagram as well. And just really cool cats, really cool people, and I'm glad that I was able to work on this one. Again, stay tuned till after the credits if you want to listen to the entire song front to back, just to appreciate it, just to listen to it, just to vibe with it, and, you know, maybe do a little dancing in your car or wherever you're at. Thank you so much for listening. Happy mixing, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media.
Yo, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music Podcast. I just want to do a quick plug about Antares and Auto-Tune. Antares makes the original industry standard Auto-Tune that we all know and love the sound of. We are sponsored by them, so if you visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/Auto-Tune, we do get a small kickback from every purchase. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Please enjoy this episode.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.